the foundation of consciousness is pure me. With eyes closed in meditation, it is experienced more or less between the middle and the back of the head. You should not go deeper behind the head. It is unnatural with closed eyes. So what is it that you do in meditation? On some level you don't do nothing. You are just being. On another level, you exercise correct relationship with your fundamental consciousness and from the place of consciousness with the vertical dimension. As you embody consciousness, the next step is resting as much as possible. Consciousness is beginning to surrender vertically towards the source. But even as it surrenders, it does not leave the headspace. When you feel your consciousness left the headspace, this means you have lost consciousness. When consciousness is resting, it settles down at the bottom of the headspace. Which is the channel towards the source. The first level of verticality is abidance. Abidance means that consciousness is just present in relationship to the now. The next level of verticality is to reach the condition of restfulness, which is beyond abidance. There's an element of surrender already present. The weight of your identity should be in pure me. And from that place, you embody the identity of the conscious me, very gently, and the weight should be still in pure consciousness. Which means the weight should be in the soul. Based on its connection to pure consciousness, conscious me can reach its natural condition. And we avoid the danger of crystallizing it or mistaking it for the observer. Hyomin is to be embodied. You are not just experiencing it, you are becoming it. Your sense of self has to fully shift into your soul. When everything is in the right place existentially, then you add one more element to your surrender, which is letting go of the self-consciousness. Even when you are in the right state, the observer, based on its habitual tendencies, keeps constantly creating self-reference. There is nothing wrong with self-reference, ultimately. It is something very important for the healthy function of the mind. But it should not be more than a function. In the case of an unconscious person, self-reference is an identity, and it is compulsive, constantly recreating itself, because this is how the ego can survive, how it is asserting itself in order to maintain certain minimum balance between its identity and the mind. But when we have a deeper access to our pure nature, we do not need any more self-reference in order to create sense of self. So we can afford to let it go. An important matter to contemplate as you are surrendering to your pure consciousness and dropping self-consciousness is who you are becoming. How do you know who you are if there is no self-reference? When we are so identified with the me, the moment we fall into the state beyond self-reference, one can simply conclude that there is nobody there, emptiness. Because the me does not know what it is or how to relate to it. However, that state beyond self-reference has to be properly met and embodied as our very self. And then it is no longer emptiness or nobody. It is our pure nature. This is how the soul is experiencing herself beyond self-reference. She does not need self-reference to know her existence. In fact, she is so integrated with her existence that she is beyond knowing herself. As you are letting go of self-consciousness, falling into your pure nature, you are meeting your own self in its purity. learning how to be beyond self-reference. A new life, a new self. The problem is that as long as you are not integrated, self-reference keeps recreating itself. Each moment it recreates itself, you drop it. Going beyond self-reference is a function of embodying your light and renouncing this tendency. You keep renouncing it until your identity fully separates itself from self-consciousness, and then self-consciousness stops recreating itself unless you choose to. Self-reference in the healthy consciousness is minimal, occasionally arising. To empower our ability to go beyond self-reference, the chain of identity and the chain of surrender need to be established. Not only you are embodying your pure consciousness, but as pure consciousness, you are constantly letting go. Deepening your vertical surrender. Constantly balancing strength with gentleness. There has to be the sense of intimacy, loving energy on the level of consciousness.